welcome to our program. Today we're looking for a little strength to get through another one of these crazy days we're living in. We're going to be looking in Colossians chapter 1, if you possibly can, have your Bible ready. In a minute, I'm going to play a song. In the middle of that song, there's a statement that this says, "Fill me with the knowledge of thy will." I'm reading in Colossians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Paul was doing what he was doing because it was God's will. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Coloss, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We've said before, this grace and this peace is a byproduct of getting in the Word and letting the Word get into us. He went on to say in verse 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. And he said in verse 5, for the hope that they had. The hope word means here expectation. They expected what God was saying was going to happen. It was going to happen. Now, it's very interesting. These are obviously good living Christians here that he's referring to. We heard of your faith. We heard of your love. We heard of the hope that you have, your expectations. And he says in verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Well, you might think, well, if he was writing to those wicked Corinthians, those carnal, worldly Corinthians, he'd pray for them. No, he's going to pray for these people who are living right, who are trying to do right, because they are going to be under attack. Now, he prayed for the Corinthians too, but we need to understand that if we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, all that do that will suffer persecution. So he says here in verse 9, for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. What's he praying? That ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Now, we saw in verse number 1, Paul was doing what he was doing by the will of God. And he had that peace that passes understanding. No matter how many trials he went through, he had that peace that passes understanding. It was so great he couldn't understand it. Well, that's open for you and it's open for me in these crazy days we're living in, that we could be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding concerning what God wants us to do in this day and age in which we are living. He had a will for Paul the Apostle, and Paul the Apostle did it. He said, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and I have kept the faith. We want to be able to say that when we get to the end of our journey here in this world. And so he says in verse 9, I'm praying that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And then he said in verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Now that strengthening is a byproduct, as we said many times, being in the Word and letting the Word get in us, or as it's said in this little hymn, being near to the heart of God. Listen very carefully to the words in this message and song.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Oh, to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet
near to the heart of God.
A place where we are Savior meet
near to the heart of God.
O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee near to the heart of God. Speak, Lord, in the stillness while I wait on Thee. Hushed my heart to listen in expectancy. Child fulfilled. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, all those who wait before Thee near to the
Again, in verse number 1, Colossians 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. If we would just determine to let God have his way in our life, as he said in verse 9, his prayer for the Colossians and God's prayer for us is that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. As we look into this situation, living with this coronavirus and things going on that we never thought would be going on this year, we need to have all wisdom and spiritual understanding and be filled with the knowledge of what God's will is for us in this situation that we are in, that we might walk worthy of the Lord, that we might be fruitful in every good work. There's a lot of good work we can do during this thing that's going on right now, if we will be increasing in the knowledge of God. And then verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. How am I going to get strengthened? Unto all patience and suffering with joyfulness. I'm going to be in the Word of God. Strength comes when we feed, and we feed on the Word of God. Now, I want to play this message and song again before you go rushing off into the crazy activities that we all have to work with today, things we have to do. Sit and listen very carefully once again. This is a tremendous message and song. Make it your prayer. Lord, today, help me to be near to the heart of God.
A place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer,
heart of God.
A place where we our Savior meet.
Near to the heart of God.
O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. Speak, Lord, in the my heart to listen in expectancy. All to Thee is yielded. I am not my own. Blissful, glad surrender. Child fulfilled. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God.